Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight from the festival site here at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. We're live and direct. Got a great program for you. Won't you stay tuned? And we've been talking about the Shem. The Bet HaShem is the temple of Yahweh. You are the temple of Yahweh. The Shem is the name. And the word Shem in definition term is mark. Yahweh wants you to be marked with his name. Now, Satan, who likes to be a counterfeiter or a copier of the things that he wants to do, also is going to force everyone, now listen to this now, force everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one may buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, let them that have any wisdom whatsoever, or any insight, calculate the number, for it is a number of a man. His number is 666, Revelations 13, 16 through 18. Now, he will cause everyone to receive a mark on his right hand. Now, bear in mind that the symbol or the symbology of the right hand is your working towards supporting this mark. Now, the mark, remember, is a sign in the forehead or in the hand. The forehead is the mind, and the hand is the physical body, energy exertion that you're going to exert serving the mark of the beast. That's the number of a man. And so then, it has nothing to do with the righteous mark. It is a counterfeit mark put upon man by Satan himself. Now, that means that somebody has brought up or brought about a name of blasphemy. This name is popular. This name is beautiful. It's praised and adored. It's a name that you wouldn't ever think about being the mark of the beast. Let's go to Revelation 14 now. And I saw an angel follow them and say in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on the forehead or in the hand, he will drink of the wine of God's wrath, which has been poured out with his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever, and there is no rest, day nor night, for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives his mark or his name. Now, here are the elements of the figuring this deal out. One that has patience, one that endures, and one who would be willing to steal, oh, obey Yahweh's commandments and remain faithful to the Messiah. If anyone worships the beast, now this beast has a mark or a shem, and this shem will go into the mind of that person, and he will go around singing the praises to this name, Daily. What name do you think that he's praising? Well, in Christianity, tell me, what is the most praised name in Christianity? Is it not Jesus? Haven't we been given a modified name? Was Jesus ever the name of the true Savior Creator? You say, oh, now, Pastor Buddy, not all these people can be wrong. Well, listen to this. And he caused all, rich, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark in his right hand or in his forehead. All. Now, that's with reservations. Let me give you the rest of the scripture. Except those whose names are written in the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world. These are not the deceived ones. These are the ones who know the difference between the artificial flower of the name, or the shem, and the shem of deception. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a way, again, that seems right. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot become a victim of a false name that you really swear by and say it's biblical, and go to the Bible today, and you can read the name of Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. But rest assured that there is no name under heaven in the scriptures that would indicate that Jesus is his name. Now, what's wrong? Well, the devil and his angels are liars. And, of course, the truth is not in them. How do we receive the mark? We worship the beast. We praise that name, that shem, that I talked to you last night about. Brother Steve, the devil is full of deceivers, of those deceived and being deceived. And it's a name. It's a name that's adorned. It's a name that is adored. It is a name that's praised from the rising of the sun. If this is brought about by a beast power who will force both rich and poor, small and great, to receive in the right hand or in their forehead a number, and the number is a popular name today. You know what it is, Brother Steve, and it's a name that the people swear by.
Praise Yahweh, Pastor Buddy. I remember when I first got into the name of Yahweh, and I realized that the name of Jesus was a lie. It's a modified, leftover form of Zeus worship. Jesus. And the mark of the beast, simply put, is believing that Jesus is the name of the Creator.
That's correct.
The mark shows up in your forehead as your thoughts to that regard, and it shows up in your hand that you've been tithing to a church that preaches that Jesus is the name of the Creator, or the name of the Son. So, it's a hard saying.
Amen.
And basically, the path, if you're on the path, it just keeps getting narrower as you get older. Who would have ever thought that the name of Jesus was not the door to eternal life? Well, Yahweh is the door to eternal life. And pray about it. about it some more, and it's a hard call, but it's got to be made if you're after the real truth. Thank you, Pastor Buddy.
All right, Brother Steve. You know what, Brother Steve? There's a lot of people that profess him with their mouth, but when you give a demonstration to an average Christian person, someone that trusts in Jesus and believes that that's the name of salvation, ladies and gentlemen, the name Jesus has no salvation. The name Jesus is barely 400 years old. It was invented, as Brother Steve has said, it was invented by a church that is called the Whore of Revelations, chapter 17. That's the one who gave it to us. And of course, when they came out and collected it and penned the scriptures in the New Testament, the name was very easily changed to a name of blasphemy, which according to the Bible, that they would do. Now notice it. The mark is a name or a shem in the head or in the forehead or in the hand. And Steve elaborated there that if you tithe to or support a false name, you're using a false name, and you believe that this false name is the name of God. You've been told that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the scriptures will not support the evidence. Now, let's repeat that. The scriptures will not support the evidence of the beast power. The beast power is a name that seems right. The beast power is a worshipped, reverend name around the earth by the Christian people. Now, the Christian people are those who are gullible, believing that the New Testament is written by holy men of God. But the Bible warns you about a people that would come along and change the scriptures into a lie to deceive the very elect. Now, notice this. The people that would do these things are evil, and they have no respect to life of those who would want to turn to the truth. Notice this in Revelations 13:13. And the beast performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs, he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast. This is a religious power. He was given power to perform signs. Now, when you see all these signs and wonders by these that profess that Jesus is the name of the Father, when the Father has got a name, and it's a name above every name, this name is approximately 6,823 times written, like we was talking last night, and check it out. Go to your Strong's Concordance. Look into the Strong's for the name Yahweh. Look in there. Take the 30-second breath test. Breathe into your lungs. Breath. Suck it into your lungs. hear the majestic sound that went out through all the earth, that's earthen bodies, that are exhibiting, if you will, the name of Yahweh through the breath that they breathe. I've told you that you'll never hear yourself breathing, saying Jesus, without clashing with your muscles, your contorting of the muscles to form the syllable Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, you say, "Oh, that doesn't matter, Pastor Buddy." Well, no, sis. Again, and they performed great miraculous miracles. And ladies and gentlemen, if those who refuse to worship the beast, you're literally banned or cut off from the fellowship of those who would fellowship in the Christian church using the name of Jesus. Now, those are deceived individuals who profess that they know who the Messiah is, yet in works they deny him, because if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on the forehead or in the hand, they will drink of the wine of the wrath, ladies and gentlemen, of Yahweh's wrath. Now, come out of her, my people. Come out of what denominational system would you come out of? Well, let's look at the Methodists. The Methodists support the name of Jesus. Let's look at the Baptists. The Baptists support the name of Jesus. Let's look at the Catholics. They support the name of Jesus. Let's look at the Pentecostal churches. They support the name of Jesus. Let's look at all of the 501c denominational churches. They all, with no exception, support the name of Jesus. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if these churches who are supporting Jesus' name by fighting the name of Yah and let everything that hath breath praise Yah, hallelujah, ladies and gentlemen, it's a natural. And we hammer on this simply because, Brother Steve, we hate to see these people deceived and go on and be in deceit because there's no watchman on the wall that will tell them what has happened to their mind. It's been filled, the mind, with the knowledge of a name that they read, their fathers read, their mothers read, and for 300 or 400 years back in the past, they come up with a name. Now, I'd like to go to the Strong's Concordance to 2424 and read you the phonics or the sounding of the word Jesus. Nowhere in the Holy Scriptures can we find the name of Jesus. Jesus is a fictitious addition, and I know it hurts. I know that you are real mad at Pastor Buddy if you are a Christian and you go to a Christian church and you profess the name of Jesus simply because it's written in your New Testament. But the Bible says to search the Scriptures and beware of those who would add to or who would take from. In this case, the addition of Jesus' name is by the Greek Latin so- name of Jesus. In 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2 again, the coming of the wicked one is in accordance to the work of Satan that is displayed in all of the counterfeit signs and miracles and performances and every evil sort of those who have been deceived and are Persian. Brother Steve, there's a lot of radio preachers that are using the name of Jesus, and they refuse to use the name of Yahweh and take the name of Baal out of their mouth. And I know this hurts because they sing and they admire and they praise and they worship the beast that caused all of the earth to receive a mark or a number in the name.
Pastor Buddy, maybe the audience could think of about this way. You know, what is the first commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And then it says that I'm a jealous God, and I'll not share my glory with another. Well, if you're calling on Jesus, you're calling on another. And I shall have no other gods before me. See, the devil don't just come out and say he's the devil, and a lie just don't come out and say it's a lie. They get you by deception.
Amen.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Everybody down there thinks they was going somewhere else.
Amen.
So, they think of in this manner that calling on Jesus is calling on another God besides Yahweh, which indeed it is. And he's a jealous God, and you're now officially accountable because you done hurt it. And after much prayer, you're going to have to come around and realize that we've been lied to, cousins. And it's time to get on the right thing and let go of the bad. The reason these radio preachers won't call on the real name of the Creator, which is Yahweh, there's money to be made in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You just look around. Banks are doing good. The real estate offices are doing good. The churches look like they're doing all right. And so if these radio preachers would quit using Jesus, they wouldn't have to buy any more radio time because the money in the mail would dry up pretty quick.
Amen.
So, Pastor Buddy, I just want to thank you and encourage you. Just keep bringing it, brother, because it's what we need to hear. Praise Yahweh.
Thank you, Brother Steve. We're right here, ladies and gentlemen, right in the midst of the tabernacle. Well, they gave a tornado warning for the Sweetwater area today. And old Satan is mad and tried to bring a strong wind across the area. He failed to do so here today, but he made everybody think he was going to. And what he likes to do, he loves to scare you. He loves to try your faith. He loves to have you to doubt Yahweh. Notice this one in 2 Thessalonians again, chapter 2, verse 3. Excuse me. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. For that day will not come until he be taken out of the way, the lawless man revealed. Now, who's revealing this lawless one who is coming to the earth 300 or 400 years and has literally taken over the Christian world with a name of deception. When you really look at how Satan operates, he is deceiving the very elect. Now, notice, Brother Steve, you know this, and I know it. Sister Arlene knows it, and the others around here in the Tabernacle area know this, that the devil has got power to wage war against the saints. Now, what is his mission? Well, his mission is to kill. His mission is to steal, and his mission is to destroy. You talk about the money lovers. Man, that's all they think about. They live and breathe money. The blood of money, it's the root of all evil. Ladies and gentlemen, money has ruined these preachers. Brother Steve, they're preaching for filthy lucre, and they're waxing rich, and the riches will cry out against them in the last day. Notice this. And the devil, this is Revelation 13 and verse 17, or 7 through 10, the devil was given power to wage war against the saint. And he wore out the saint of the Most High according to the book of Daniel. That's pretty powerful. That we have been worn out. The doors have been closed to us. No one wants to support us. You know, you don't have any sponsors that will stick we in heck yet. You know why? Because they're interested in the mighty dollar. When you have poor people, they'll send a few dollars. When the rich are waiting to get richer before they can send many dollars, which one would you want? Which one would you choose? He has a power over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All the inhabitants of the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the Lamb of Life from the very beginning. And the Lamb was slain from the creation of the world. This battle, ladies and gentlemen, goes back to day one of the existence of the things that Satan has attempted to bring about in this world. Now, what he brought about? Well, he brought about a Babylonian government full of deception, full of 501(c) and churches. What's that all about? You must preach in reverence to a set of rules. You must keep these rules, and you must follow the pattern of the rules. Ladies and gentlemen, should we follow Yahweh? If the word of Yahweh conflicts with the rules, which one should we drop? The 503C church. They drop the Bible and convert to the rules of the 501(c) agendas. And this, in a sense, makes war with the righteous, those who try to hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just barely hanging on. You know why? Simply because Satan hates us. The devil does not want the truth preached in any form. He will not tolerate in the midst of all of this deception of the mark of the beast, which they have brought about by worshiping the beast. And the Bible said, blessed are they who are called out of this beast and ship of the United Council of Churches, which they have the mark in their forehead. They worship a name that seems right. They worship a name that is not right. You know why? Because it is not the name of the Creator. It's very easy to go back and look at the name of the beast power. How it came about. How that it will have power over all of the people of the earth when they rule with a rod of iron. And what they will do, ladies and gentlemen, is that they will kill, capture, oppress the people that are called by the name of Yahweh. That's coming fast. I'm going to repeat this, and when it comes to pass, maybe, just maybe, you'll be man enough or woman enough to accept the truth and take up the torture stake that is written in the Bible for Jacob Israel. They will seek to kill you. They will seek to turn you from the faith. They will. The devil will work in anything. He'll move in anybody at any time that don't live close. He will destroy you with greed, with lust, with envy, with the love of money, or with a compromising spirit of the 501(c)(3), the C crowd, justifying their actions, their deeds, displaying the fruit of their doing when they say and do not. Ladies and gentlemen, the mark of the beast. Have you took it? Is there a mark in your forehead? That's your energy. I can be around a person a few minutes, and I can tell whether there's any truth in that forehead. I can tell whether there's any desire in that person to really have an experience with Yahweh. Yahweh will not accept you into his privileged truth until you come out of the world. Until you are willing to lay everything on the line for your brother. You know, these people that claim they love their brother, and then they turn and the knife is inserted. They don't appreciate anything that you've done for them. They're always going about to take away rather than to give or contribute to the cause of this great movement here. Yes, this identity movement is hated. Yes, it is despised by the devil and by those who are deceived by the devil and have the name of the Shem, the mark in their forehead, and this name is a name of blasphemy. It's easy to figure. Now, what about the name of Jesus, Brother Steve? Is it a name that's provable in the Bible? I don't think so. Again, let me reiterate the truth to you in this episode of the Shem, the mark in your forehead. The Bible says that you love The Bible says, out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart, the mouth will speak. You're always talking about the false name instead of the true name. You're always praising the name of deception rather than the name of revelation. How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? There's a lot of people going to hell. There's a lot of people that's going to miss the mark. And when it says in Matthew chapter 28:19, go into all the world and baptize the disciples in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Now, watch Satan. He tells you that that baptism is sufficient. That you've obeyed Matthew 28:19. Now again, the apostles were ordered to go out and baptize in the name of the Father. But they never use the Father's name in these 501(c) churches. What is the Father's name? What is the Son's name? If you can tell in Proverbs 30 and verse 4 and 5. Well, if the Son, it came in the Father's name, and the Father's name was Yahweh, what name would the Son's name be? If the Son came in the name of Yahweh, what would the Father's name be? So then it's simple deduction when he asks you to baptize in the name of the Father. I know this truth is hard. We don't get much support, and we don't really expect much, except our people that love Yahweh, and that's the poor people. Not many rich, arrogant people love Yahweh. They've always got an excuse for not loving Yahweh. Poor people have no excuse. They've got nothing but Yahweh. They're full of Yahweh. Come and take up your torture stake and follow me. Take up your cross. You know what it is? Standing in the truth against every false way. A name that seems right. Alright, let's go now to this name in Acts 2:38. Brother John, one of our elders here, was teaching on this today. He made an important point in this regard. The name Jesus in Acts 2:38, the name Jesus is added to the original text. Nowhere did any of the apostles use the name Jesus. It was inserted by the translators of the Catholic Church who wrote the New Testament Bible from letters they say were received from the apostles. You say, are you doubting it, Pastor Buddy? There is many things in the New Testament that I doubt is authentic because we've got nothing in the Old Testament to verify its existence. Did you know the Bereans of the book of Acts in chapter 17 that they were Bereans and that they were daily searching the Old Testament to see in the New Testament era of time whether these things were so that was spoken by Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, you better check in the Bible. Is the name Jehovah written in the original Bible? The answer is no. Is the name of Jesus in the 1611 King James Bible, And the answer is no. The reason why there was no J's in 1611. Therefore, his name was written with an I, the Father's name and the Son's name, both being the same, was written with an I, which is a substitute for or a replacement in the phonic of the transliteration of the Hebrew Y. Now, what name do you believe that originally the Messiah's name was? Was the Messiah's name exactly pronounced the same as the Father? Is, here's something for you to consider, is the name of the heavenly family in the name of Yahweh, is the heavenly family in the earth in the name of Yahweh? The whole family in heaven and earth is in the name of Yahweh. They never heard Jesus. Jesus is a Greek, Latin addition. It's an add-on. And I know this verse because it's the Shem of truth. Those who will support it will be blessed. Those who will deny it will be cursed. And Brother Steve, there's a lot of cursed people in the earth that refuse to walk into the name. They've had it preached to them. They've had it sung to them in songs of praise of Yahweh. And they still fight the mighty, magnanimous name of Yahweh, and they will not have it.
So, the mark of the beast has been available to everybody in all ages. It's not a future event, a chip hanging out there on the horizon. The mark of the beast is taking the false name, taking the theology of man, and working to support it with your hand. So how do you get out of the mark of the beast, and how do you get the mark of Yahweh? How do you get the name of Yahweh written in your forehead? Several places in Revelation it says that those with the name of the Father written in their forehead will be spared. Is that right, buddy?
Amen.
You get the name of the Father written in your forehead by getting on down to the river and getting baptized by a man of Yahweh.
Amen.
In the name of Yahweh.
Amen.
The phrase Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is merely a phrase. It's baptism in the phrase. It's not gonna gain you entrance back into heaven.
Amen.
Kingdom. So baptism in the name of Yahweh is your ticket. You gotta get baptized in the name of Yahweh to get the proper mark, or the heavenly mark, back in your forehead. Is that right, Pastor Buddy?
That is correct, brother.
So if anybody out there wants to get baptized in the name of Yahweh, you just call the pastor here, and you'll get somebody out there to you. So until then, you got to get rid of the old mark and put on the new. You got to get out of the wrong name and get in the right name.
Amen.
And you never know when the time to do this will be up. You know, when the music stops and there's one less chair for you to sit in, you just be standing. You'd be standing in the wrong name. You'd be standing outside the gate of the kingdom.
Amen.
So if you're his, you better get baptized in the name of Yahweh. Thanks, Pastor Buddy.
Thank you, Brother Steve. Praise Yahweh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, the Bible says, in the book of Isaiah, you are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, that I am Yahweh. There is no God before me, and there is none after me. We challenge any of you Christians who are listening to us tonight to take the challenge of going to a library. Look up the name of Yahweh, written in 23 times. His name alone. Yah. Christians use this expression of jubilation in an honorable way when they say Hallelujah, which means in Hebrew, praise ye Yahweh. Yah. It's the bread test. Take it. Use Jesus and then use Yah. Notice how easy and natural it is for you to breathe Yah, the sound of Yah, into your being, and exhaling in the Wah. Yah, Wah. You breathe that every time you breathe the name. Take the test, ladies and gentlemen, try it. And then try to breathe the utterance of Jesus. Notice how severely your muscles in your face are contorted. You know why? Because of the bad sounding symbol of Jesus compared to the natural phonics of Yah. Wah. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out, and then you'll know why that Peter, James, and John, and Paul, and the rest of the apostles said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Now remember, they'd never heard of a Greek Latin Jesus, although you think they did, they didn't. The Aramaic scriptures have been purposely hidden, and we have a Greek Latin god of the Roman government who preferred Zeus. And every time that you exclaim Jesus, you're praising the mythical god Zeus, still within the confines of the Catholic deception that would deceive the whole world. Now, you have a choice. Come out of her or stay in her. If you don't come out, you will suffer the consequences. If you come out and you want to be baptized in the name of Yahweh, call me tonight. That's area code 423-259-0606. Now, that's area code 423-259-0606. We'd be glad, as Brother Steve has told you, we would be glad to baptize you in the name of Yahweh. The name Yahweh is again repeating this, the truth that the Lord is not in the Bible. God is not in the Bible, simply because there's many lords and there's many gods. You say, well, I only have one Lord. What's his name? You say, well, his name is Jehovah. Ladies and gentlemen, the name of Jehovah, again, is, it actually is a name of blasphemy. It actually is a false name and cannot be read, don't have anything in common with the name of Yahweh. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved, and the Bible says, from such to turn away of those who would try to turn you from the faith. Now, if you'd like to write me, I'm going to give you a new address tonight. That's the Post Office Box 568, cards, Pastor Buddy, 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Write it down, write me, and ask me for my free track, Do You Know the Name of the Heavenly Father? I'll send it to you free of charge. That's 568 Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. 37874. Now, one more time. The address is new. We'd like to give it to you. Again, Post Office Box 568. That's Pastor Buddy. 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, we'll be back here tomorrow night at 10 o'clock in Eastern Standard Time. That'll be 9 o'clock Central Time. We'll see you tomorrow night. We'd like to send out racial covenant greeting to all of the hosts of the family that is called by the name of Yahweh. It's a name above every name. And at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Would you like to have that name written in your forehead? Closing out tonight in this particular scripture where we read in the book of Revelations 22:4, that they had the name of the Father in their forehead. They went into the city with the 12 gates, and through the 12 gates, I don't care where you think all these other people are going, there's only going to be 12 tribes of the house of Israel going to the promised land. They're going to enter in through the gate into the holy city, and there they're going to live with him forever. This is a hard message tonight. We know it is. It doesn't really fit well with those who believe they're saved, because there's a way that seemeth right, and the end thereof is death. So, call me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy at area code 423-626 or 259-0606. My mailing address is Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. We'll see you, as I said, tomorrow night around the world. We're still in festival. Having a great time. Some have had to go back for work purposes, work-related, or because they couldn't get more time off to visit with us here at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. People camping in the fields, the campfires lit up, singing, praising, making melody in our heart, having joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yahweh is so good to his people. I really enjoy this fellowship of the tabernacle services. The first one, the festival held at the King's Gate Inn, and we'll be holding more as time goes on. You need to come. You need to make your preparations to come and join us here at the King's Gate Inn. We love you, and may Yahweh richly bless you and keep you, and may he keep you from the deceptive names of blasphemy. The name that is so associated with the worship of a god, Satan brought about a name of blasphemy, a name that was false. The true name was kept hidden.